Guardian Unlimited.
A wave of industrial unrest is paralysing France. Teachers, postal workers and other civil servants are joining transport workers to challenge President Nicolas Sarkozy's plans to reform the economy. Angélique Chrysaphis is our correspondent in Paris. She says they're all ostensibly on strike for different reasons.
These are the people that are walking off stopping work today. Teachers, tax inspectors, weather forecasters, air traffic controllers, bus drivers, train drivers, postal workers, students, gas, electricity, even the makers of Yoplait yogurt, French bank workers, and there are no papers because the newspaper distributors have gone on strike.
And even the tobacconists are going on strike against anti-smoking laws.
That's tomorrow, but don't forget the magistrates and local judges will be going on strike next week.
Why are they all taking industrial action at the same time?
It's very interesting. We're now on our seventh day of the rail and bus strikes. These started over the issue of pensions, which is a big metaphor in France. It's always been a very sensitive issue. Basically, some state workers, for example, railway drivers, can retire early, some as young as 50, on special deals. Nicolas Sarkozy wants to reform that, and that's why the transport workers are on strike. But today's strike by civil servants is completely unrelated. It should only last for 24 hours, but all these strike movements are now converging in one black week for Nicolas Sarkozy.
To what extent has Nicolas Sarkozy sought confrontation in the same way that Margaret Thatcher took on the unions in the UK in the 1980s?
Well, there's been a lot of debate here about whether or not this is Nicolas Sarkozy's Thatcher moment, and I think the answer to that is no, and everyone is very much in agreement. First of all, the situations are very different. Thatcher was at a very different stage in her career. Nicolas Sarkozy has just been elected with a huge mandate for change. But he's also not being hugely forceful and belligerent this week. Some people can say that he knew that people were going to come onto the streets because he wants to modernise France. But if you look at the way he's acting in recent days, he's more like Father Christmas. He's very keen to hand people sweets, little sweeteners, little presents to make them accept his reforms. The transport workers will start negotiating tomorrow and we'll see what happens there. But the civil servants want better salaries and less job cuts. And there's a sense that he might make a speech in the next few days easing the difficulties of cost of living.
There won't be anyone in France unaffected by this industrial action. How is it affecting Nicolas Sarkozy's popularity?
Well, it's quite interesting. I think you have to look at what people's lives are like in France for the last few weeks. People are getting up at 4 a.m, some people having to sleep in their offices, people having to walk for about 3 hours, hitchhike, hire motorcycle taxis to get around. It's quite traumatic, especially for people who run shops and boutiques who've seen their business nosedive to levels that hasn't been seen since May 68. Now, Sarkozy is still popular. He's still got good poll ratings, but they are dropping. The main issue that's come out today is that French people can't afford the cost of living. They've got very low salaries. They can barely afford to pay their rents, let alone any perks like holidays. Now, he knows that he has to address this issue if the public isn't going to start backing these civil servants who are on strike today.
And there's more discussion of today's news every day from 12 noon on Newsdesk. That's Guardian Unlimited's daily news podcast at guardian.co.uk/podcasts.
Guardian Unlimited.